London, Brussels. Britain and the European Union agreed to their most significant reset in relations since Brexit, with a landmark deal easing trade friction, deepening defence cooperation, and introducing new travel and youth mobility measures. Prime Minister Keir Starmer hosted European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa in London to sign the wide-ranging agreement. Final details were agreed overnight, marking a decisive shift towards pragmatic cooperation after years of post-Brexit tensions. The pact includes a long-term defence and security framework that allows the UK to take part in joint EU procurement projects. However, further negotiations are needed for British defence companies like Bay Systems and Rolls-Royce to fully access a €150 billion European rearmament programme. On trade, a key sticking point since Britain left the EU in 2020, both sides agreed to reduce border checks and paperwork, especially benefiting small food exporters. In return, the UK accepted a 12-year mutual fishing rights deal, which is a politically sensitive move that has already drawn fire from Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage and Conservative opposition leaders. British travellers will also benefit from faster border processing at EU airports through expanded use of e-gates. The UK, in turn, has committed to outline a youth mobility scheme, with talks also underway to rejoin the Erasmus Plus student exchange programme. The move is not without political risk for Starmer. Many Brexit supporters see the deal as backsliding, while others demand fuller EU reintegration. Still, recent polls show a majority of Britons regret leaving the EU, though most do not favour rejoining. The agreement reflects broader geopolitical shifts, with the UK and France aligning more closely on Ukraine and European security amid uncertainty from US foreign policy. The so-called Reset Summit marks a turning point in UK-EU relations, replacing years of rancor with cautious cooperation.